Now, this is the governor's bedroom. And here he is, Sir George Bowen, and his good wife, Lady Diamantina. This is the most private of rooms. Don't be shy. Come along. Come along.
I met Mr. Hill today. The man takes his duties as superintendent of the Botanic Gardens so very seriously.
That is cause for satisfaction, is it not? You sound less than satisfied.
Ah, Sir George. He himself could not be faulted in his sense of duty to his office. How odd he finds it troublesome in another. Here he is, the first governor of Queensland, and worrying about trees.
No dissatisfaction with the good Mr. Hill. His plans to develop the gardens are quite wonderful, but expensive. We cannot spend what we have not first accrued. But I do share his vision.
Like the specimen of Banya pine in front of us, and his whole avenue of them, they will stand the test of time.
Indeed. It will be one of the most striking features of this bustling town. And his gardens of fruits and vegetables prove their popularity by the thieving of the produce. And now, he proudly advises me that he has successfully grown a cinchona tree, which could have commercial prospects.
Cinchona? What on earth is that?
Its bark yields quinine, my dear.
Reputed to be a cure for malaria. How wonderful!
My daily walk through the gardens is every day a voyage of discovery. Maize, corn, sugarcane. Do you know, he and a planter, gentleman from Barbados, have made granulated sugar right here in Queensland. It too may have a commercial future. Mr. Hill has created a wonderful experimental ground.
Our own sugar? And he has produced tea and coffee, has he not? Such social essentials, growing right here.
Indeed. Large patches of tea, coffee, some cotton and cinnamon too.
Everyone comments upon the splendid flowering of the jacaranda. The entire tree shimmers in a lilac cloud. People make a special excursions to view it.
Brought from Brazil to be the first jacaranda in the Australian colonies. I have been considering some special award for his labours, but without success.
From what do you say of this man, he may refuse an award.
Indeed. He is likely to inquire of its cost and ask for that money instead to purchase more exotic seeds. He has created a treasure for the town, for the colony. It will outlive all of us. If only my other public appointees were as diligent in their service to the state.
Ah, yes, his botanic gardens are one bright light in an enveloping darkness. He's fighting a financial crisis in his newly born Queensland, and huge pressure to solve it forthwith. But that's another story. Come, let's explore further.